This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Browns staff writer Matt Flajancic. And Matt, the Browns have put the Cincinnati game behind them and they're in full preparations for the Buffalo Bills game. But we did see last week this offense improve.
Jameer, the improvement started with quarterback Brandon Weeden. He came out and had a great first road game in the National Football League, completed 26 of 37 attempts for a Browns rookie record of 322 yards, had two touchdown passes, one on a check down to Trent Richardson and one on a deep slant over the middle to Greg Little. He ended up hitting eight different receivers with passes. It really spread the ball out. And in the preseason, we talked to Brandon Weeden, and he said when he feels that more people get involved, the better the offense is.
Matt, one of those receivers you mentioned was running back Trent Richardson. He caught one, took it to the house, and then he ran one in, just muscled his way through that offensive line.
You're looking at a young man in Trent Richardson who really came of age quickly in the National Football League, had that 23-yard reception, caught the ball at the line of scrimmage, stutter-stepped his way around a defender at the 12, pulled over another defender at the 5, spun at the 2, carried the ball across the goal line. Definitely showed a little bit of what he is capable of in the National Football League. Earlier in the game, he had a 32-yard touchdown run on an end-around, had 109 yards on 19 carries, and the one touchdown, in addition to the 4 receptions for 36 yards and the one touchdown catch, too. So Trent Richardson definitely had a really strong performance in Cincinnati.
Matt, you talk about Trent Richardson, and he's learning a lot from his position coach, Gary Brown, a man who was very familiar with playing in the NFL, and he had a chance to speak with Vic Carucci on Cleveland Browns Daily. Let's take a listen to his interview.
Cleveland Browns Daily One-on-Ones, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Well, let's start with, and you got to be doing great, after a performance like Trent Richardson had in that game against Cincinnati, and I know we really shouldn't be surprised. This is what the third overall pick of the draft is kind of supposed to do, and all that great Alabama film that we saw it. But, you know, to see it transpire, I mean, did you have any inkling after such a quiet first performance against Cincinnati in the opener that he could come back that strong in 1 week?
I think, you know, we all knew that he could. He just needed an opportunity to get some lanes, and I think the offensive line did a great job. But, you know, that's what we expect from him. We expect those types of plays, those types of explosive plays. And I think he expects that from himself, and that's the great part. He puts more pressure on himself than anybody, and for him to do that and go out and want to perform at a high level is great.
Gary, much was made of, with him coming back from that knee, arthroscopic knee surgery that caused him to miss the preseason, that his conditioning, you know, would take some time, understandably,
right.
Football
right.
Condition. And how did you work it maybe with him in the course of the week to get him back there? What's the process of a guy making up that ground, if in fact that was an issue against Philly?
Well, I think what we did was he and I came together, and what the backs do is we try to finish everything we do as far as finishing down the field, finishing past the last DB, finishing plays. So I think with that type of mindset in our group, that helped him get back in shape. I don't think he was in bad shape in Philly. I think Philly did a good job. So you have to give them credit. But I think what happened was is that Trent took it as, hey, I got to get better. He took it upon himself and did some extra stuff, and it paid off.
And what were some of the things? It was just aerobic conditioning?
Just aerobic. I mean, just going running. Out running and running and banging into people and getting used to playing football again. So he took that among himself. The backs took it among themselves to help him, and it was great.
And the other thing we heard from Coach Shurmur was there's really no holding this guy back. I mean, he was determined to get out there, and there wasn't really going to be a pitch count on
right.
his running because
right.
he wouldn't allow it. So that's something you have to help manage too.
Absolutely. You got to make sure that when he's going out there and with his mindset of being he wants to play every snap, you have to try to make him understand that you can't play every snap if you want to
right.
last 16 games.
Sure.
So we have to make sure that he understands that, and I think he does. He's a mature kid for his age. He understands that in the grand scheme of things, for him to be to perform at a top level for 16 games, he's going to need the rest of the guys in the room to help him. And we realize that as a room, and we embrace that.
Browns fans, Trent is a nominee for this week's Pepsi Max NFL Rookie of the Week. Vote for him today at NFL.com/rookies. Well, Matt, we hope to see the offense continue to improve because this week they're facing a revamped Buffalo Bills defense.
Well, Buffalo definitely made it an emphasis to get better on the front end of the defense, and they started with the acquisition of Mario Williams. This comes on the heels of drafting Marcell Dareus out of Alabama a couple of years ago. So they've added a lot of beef, they've added a lot of speed, and a lot of good talent up front. They're going to be formidable for the Browns offense to handle.
And Matt, so far this season, we've seen this Browns defense bring a lot of pressure. And this week, they're facing another fierce running back in C.J. Spiller.
Yes, they are, Jameer. And Spiller has really shown to be why he was a top 10 draft pick out of Clemson a few years ago. Filling in for Fred Jackson, who's down with an injury, he has rushed for 292 yards and a couple touchdowns. Caught the ball out of the backfield extremely well, too. And that's something Buffalo has done a lot of in the past few years. With Ryan Fitzpatrick as their quarterback, they love to check down to the running backs and let those guys work in space.
Well, Matt, thanks for breaking it down as always. And Browns fans, this concludes the Cleveland Browns Report. From Matt Flajancic, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for joining us.